Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Screen Geeks Radio, episode 30. We are officially middle-aged.
Dun, dun.
Yes, this is Dave.
This is Barry.
And this week we have a very special guest with us, the MC, the voice, the face of Horror Fest. We've got Mark with us.
Yay!
Hey.
How you doing, sir?
Not too bad. How's it going?
Doing good. This week we're going to be talking about the Horror Fest portion of Starfest, since we kind of glanced over it during our Starfest preview. We wanted to make sure we get a good spotlight on this, because there's a lot going on there, too.
It's one of my favorite parts of Starfest, actually. So
absolutely, yes. Well, let's start off with
I like to hear that.
Yeah. And we're not just kissing up, I promise.
No. I look forward to it every year. It's a lot of fun.
Yes. Let's start off with what hit theaters last week.
Well, let's see. We had George Clooney in Leatherheads, Gerard Butler's second attempt at career suicide with Nim's Island, the unfortunate adaptation of the unfortunate book by Scott B. Smith, The Ruins, Unlimited Release, My Blueberry Nights, and The Stones and Scorsese in Shine a Light.
Dude, you're not holding back today at all.
You know, this is him going back to the crap he did before he was big. This is him going back to like Timeline and the Tomb Raider sequel, you know, the stuff he did before Phantom of the Opera. He doesn't need to do this. He's a good actor. You know, Christian Bale, after Batman, he did The New World, he did Rescue Dawn, The Prestige. He needs to look for those kind of scripts. This is not going to do anything for his career. No 3-year-old girl is going to care about Gerard Butler. Gerard Butler needs to go for us, this audience, not for...
P.S. I love you.
Yes.
Okay, just side check. I figured that was where you're going, but...
That's exactly, yeah. It's like, this is two strikes, one more, and forget.
Did you get a chance to see Leatherheads?
No, I didn't.
I know we were both pretty stinking busy this week.
Both of us. I've heard really mixed things,
Yeah, we'll have to see. But did you get a chance to see these, Mark?
No, I haven't.
Cool. Okay, it's all good. Life has been so busy right now, especially... Well, I can imagine you're being so involved with the fest, I can't even...
Yeah, we're pretty overwhelmed at the moment. Yeah, but have you... did you read the book, The Ruins?
The Ruins, I did.
Yeah, it's fascinating and horrifying at the same time. It's like... It's good, but it's bad, and you can't really put it down.
Yeah, I definitely.
And it definitely has no happy ending.
No, it doesn't. I gotta say, like, I think my expectations were a little too high because everybody said it was like one of the most horrifying books they'd ever read in their life, and I didn't think it was quite that scary, but it was interesting.
Yeah, it's horrifying in the way that the people react.
Yeah,
you know, and it does not show the best in people,
yes,
to say the least.
But I thought it was a real step down compared to the last thing that he wrote, A Simple Plan by Scott Smith, which I thought was an amazing book. So I'm curious to see the movie, just to see if it's better or worse.
Fair or the same, which means it could get a melancholy, you know, kind of mediocre review.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go ahead and hit what DVDs are hitting this Tuesday.
All right, well, on DVD this Tuesday, you've got the 1- and 2-disc special edition of There Will Be Blood, my pick for last year's Best Picture, at least for the ones that were nominated. A movie that doesn't deserve to be even be mentioned, but The Water Horse and 1- and 2-disc special edition.
I think it's just a 2-disc.
Just 2-disc?
Yeah.
Why? Who would want the 2-disc? All right. And then Reservation Road with Jennifer Connelly, Joaquin Phoenix, and Mark Ruffalo. Excellent cast. One of last year's most underrated movies, a movie I really liked a lot, Robert Redford's Lions for Lambs. Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story in 1- and 2-disc special edition. For people who are really afraid of parking garages, you're going to love P2. Resurrecting the Champ with Samuel L. Jackson and what's his name? Josh Hartnett. Josh Hartnett. And then the 20th year anniversary of The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
And Billy, I did hear your screams from here. Yes, we do know it was Terry Gilliam who directed it. I'm sorry we didn't get that right away. So, yeah, that's probably the highlight for the week for me.
Oh, no question.
Although with Walk Hard, anytime you have John C. Reilly playing Dewey Cox in his entire life, including when he's like 12 years old, that's awesome. You know, and then you had a grown like 30-year-old actress playing his like 10-year-old girlfriend or something.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun.
Yes, it's worth checking out. It's a lot of fun.
I think most people missed it when it was in theaters.
Yeah, it wasn't out too long, was it?
It was like open Christmas Day and it was gone before New Year's.
That'd be about a week.
Yeah.
All right, then. Mm. That might say something. Who knows? A lot of these movies find a second life on DVD. So
that's true.
Let's hope so.
A lot of movies actually are going that way. You know, they'll be out for a week, 2 weeks, and then right straight to DVD as soon as possible, and then gets wide distribution from there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a lot of it's...
That's where they make their money.
Absolutely. Yeah, the theatrical grosses have all become secondary now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone knows they're making their money on DVD.
Yep.
So it's interesting. Let's move into a little bit of news. Shall we start with the sad news first?
Yeah. Unfortunately, Mr. Charlton Heston just passed away. I think he was about 84 years old.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, this is a man who has been in some of Cecil B. DeMille's greatest films, a man who is also in some of the finest science fiction films ever made. Soylent Green, the original The Omega Man, and on and on and on. This guy has done every single genre imaginable. This guy has done, and you know, whether you agree with his politics or not, or whether you're Michael Moore, he truly has a very impressive body of work, and he truly will be missed. He was, to say the very least, a cinematic icon.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I agree wholeheartedly. No matter whether you agreed with him or not, he was a pretty respectable guy. He was pretty stand up for the most part.
Yeah, and he had a real sense of humor about himself. I think my favorite, this is terrible, but I think my favorite Charlton Heston performance had to be in Wayne's World 2, if you remember that. And I'm not even going to ruin the joke. If you're a Charlton Heston fan, you've never seen Wayne's World 2, just rent Wayne's World 2 tonight. I promise you'll thank me. It just shows that he had a real sense of humor about himself, about his iconic image. And yeah, that's probably my favorite Charlton Heston role. Not my favorite Charlton Heston movie. That would be Ben-Hur. But, yeah.
Very cool. All right, to go on to childhood memories being reborn, there have been spoilers come out about Transformers 2. I know it wasn't your favorite by a long shot. No. I enjoyed it because it's giant robots beating each other up. And apparently we're getting the Constructicons, who will merge into Devastator, which means even bigger robots beating the ever-loving crap out of each other.
Okay.
How do you go wrong? I'm just saying, if you know what you're getting into. I know. Yeah.
With lowered expectations, Transformers 2 is going to be amazing.
Well, why don't you go ahead, sir?
Well, speaking of childhood coming back, for all of you who've just been dying to know what happened next to Johnny Five, Short Circuit is officially going to be remade by the Weinstein Brothers.
The only upside to this is that they're bringing their original writers back. Hmm. Which could be good. Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that they'd be willing to do it. But I'm guessing they did a couple wheelbarrows full of cash, and here, you want to do it? She's going to go, okay.
I can't even say that I even remember the writing of Short Circuit, to be completely honest. I remember Ali Sheedy dancing with the robot to the Bee Gees. That's the extent of my memory of Short Circuit, to be honest.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, they're responsible for the story itself. I mean, for the charm of the characters and the writing and stuff. I mean, I know there's a lot of it was with the construction of Johnny Five. I'm looking for what I can, okay?
It had some great quips. I mean, like... Stephanie, nice software. You know, I mean, that's a line that I'll remember forever.
Very true. Yes. Let's see. I'll do the good news last. I'll do the bad news first. For you video game fans, I'm sure you've all read by now that the Halo movie that's come out is going to be based off of the book Fall of Reach, which is the first book of the novels. Normally, I'd be all cool about this. A couple problems. First of all, you barely see, you know, the Spartan. And second of all, as I emailed the guys over at Geek Radio Daily, it bears a striking resemblance to this little known work of fiction by this, you know, it's this up and coming author, Orson Scott Card. The book's called Ender's Game. Oh gosh, is this really the best they could do? I had such high hopes and high expectations for a Halo movie, and now they've just flushed, pretty much.
Curses.
Yeah. If it wasn't such a blatant direct ripoff in many ways, I would have been okay with it. But yeah. Okay.
That's a shame.
I know you got a couple more, right?
I've got one more. Tom Cruise apparently steals the show in Tropic Thunder. This is fun stuff.
This is like the shock of everybody.
It really is. The New York Times revealed that there was a big industry screening for basically the Paramount executives and a number of news people for Tropic Thunder, the next summer's big comedy with Ben Stiller. Already gotten a little bit of controversy with the whole blackface issue with Robert Downey Jr. However, apparently Tom Cruise appears in an uncredited cameo as a bald, hairy, sleazy, foul-mouthed studio executive. It's a not very disguised parody of Summer Redstone, the head of Paramount Pictures, who not coincidentally fired Tom Cruise 2 years ago. So this is seen not only as sweet, 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 hilarious revenge, but it's interesting that Tom Cruise, here he is, stealing a Paramount Picture movie, the very studio that threw him off the lot 2 years ago. So, and you know, whatever you think of this, apparently a lot of people in the industry perceive this as a very big comeback for Tom Cruise in a really weird way.
People wouldn't say what the joke was. I'm like, did he play himself as an over-the-top Scientologist? But apparently this actually sounds a little bit even funnier.
Yeah, he's actually doing a really, really nasty parody of the head of Paramount Pictures, and everybody thinks it's just hysterically funny.
Sweet. Okay. So. Well, if it's for a room of execs and people in the know, I'm wondering how it's going to play to the actual...
That's a good point. But apparently he has one of the most foul-mouthed... quotable lines in the movie, and it's the first thing that comes out of his mouth in his very first scene. So apparently this is like jaw dropping. Plus he's hairy and he's bald and he's like creepy and he's smoking. So it's supposed to be just like,
so it's kind of like Kevin Smith in Southland Tales.
Yeah, it's supposed to be just a real wow of a cameo. So
fair enough. Okay. We'll, and I got the final piece of news. We just watched it before we started recording. The Hellboy 2 trailer has released. Hellboy and the Golden Army, I believe it's called. This looks impressive.
Yeah, Yes.
They're amping up the effects.
Lots of cool monsters and crap blowing up. Sounds good.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Sweet. Okay, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk about Starfest.
Sue Ellen Greenblatt is a real person, not an internet celebrity. So we've enlisted Billy Flynn and the Vicar to help her tell her story.
Geek Radio Daily gives me geeky news about movies, new DVD releases, even comics and gaming.
Geek Radio Daily makes me feel special.
Ah, yeah.
Womanly.
Yeah.
Okay, so the episodes are just 15 minutes, perfect for my commute or for just geeking out while I'm at the office.
Mm. All in one concise love package.
Ooh, the package, baby.
Uh-huh. And the best part is that it's a daily cast, so I'm always in the loop.
Sometimes I listen to it out of the bath, put on little outfits.
It makes me want to invite all my friends over to show how refreshed I feel.
Mm, a slumber party, baby.
What? That's not what I said.
Get out the
chocolate mousse.
Duct tape.
Oh, get out of here, you freaks.
Geek Radio Daily. One 15-minute podcast provides 15% of the USDA recommended daily allowance of geeky goodness. Subscribe through iTunes or visit geekradiodaily.com.
And I apologize to Mark. I should have let him listen to that beforehand because it just about fell out of his chair. Yes, they are wrong. I'm trying to get them to come out to Starfest at some point, too.
Cool.
So,
that
yes.
That would be cool.
They
yes.
have a good time.
And speaking of Starfest, and specifically Horrorfest, we're 2 weeks away.
Yes.
Just under 2 weeks away.
Close.
Oh, my gosh. It's coming up. It's coming. It's hot and heavy. We didn't talk about like half the stuff that what's going to be going on. So would you like to go over some highlights with us, sir?
Sure. And you would not believe how busy I am at the moment.
I pulled up the schedule. I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah. Well, if you notice, I know you can't see this over the internet, but I've got 6 pages of stuff here.
Man.
Spread out. We have people coming back like Jonathan Tiersten, who's from the Sleepaway Camp movie.
And isn't he also in the sequel, Return to Sleepaway Camp? Or
well... The Return to Sleepaway Camp kind of, I don't know, it's kind of up in the air.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So, I'm not going to comment
don't
on that.
Talk
at this,
about
yes.
that.
At this point, there's a lot of in stuff that's happening with it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So we'll know not to ask about that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay. From this point on, yeah. Yes.
And, of course, Jonathan Tiersten also is the lead singer and writer for 10 Tears. And on Friday night at the auction, we'll be having a concert with 10 Tears. And,
cool.
Of course, as usual, the auction raffle will benefit the Diane Price Fish Cancer Foundation.
Sweet.
Which is, let's see, it's dpfcf.org.
Okay. I'll wow. make sure that we put up a link to that.
Thank
in
you
the show
much.
Notes.
I
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
We have the Not For the Squeamish production people coming in. Who did Doom to Consume and Pajama Party Massacre. We have...
How can you not want to watch a movie called...
Exactly, yeah. I mean, just the title alone, you know, will grab you.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of independent horror this year.
Yeah.
We?
As a matter of fact, it seems like we are heading into a phase where we may become kind of an independent horror film festival.
Awesome.
We are getting more and more submissions from horror films. We're getting trailers from independent horror films. It's pretty amazing, actually, and the momentum that we've got going is just phenomenal.
Yeah, you've got enough almost to do your own show this year.
Oh yeah,
I mean you're pretty much taking over an entire wing of the hotel this year, right?
Yes, yeah. We have the horror video room, we have the things you may have missed room, which actually, you know, this is something that I really want to talk about because there's some excellent shows that are going to be shown in there. We have the BBC miniseries Jekyll.
Oh, sweet. I've heard awesome things about
that
show.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, see it. Oh, my goodness. The guy that's playing Jekyll is just an amazing actor. And they don't do a lot of makeup, really, for the back and forth between Jekyll and Hyde. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly the way that he arranges his face, his gestures, his expressions, everything. And it's amazing.
Play a little more realistically.
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
It's very cool.
We have to import that one.
Frostbitten from Sweden.
Okay.
Which is an amusing flick, actually. I thought originally, actually, that it was like 30 Days of Night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's not. It's set in that same type of area in the Arctic Circle, you know, close to the Arctic Circle. And at the point where there is no day for quite a long time, the vampires start coming out. But it's all done in fun.
Okay.
And at one point, it's got one of my favorite lines. And if you're going to see this in the Things You May Have Missed room, remember this line. Ugh. This is such an uncool way to die.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, so yeah.
There's a teaser.
Sweet. Cool. Sweet.
We have Perfume, which is the story of murder.
Okay, yeah, that came out just this past year, right?
Yep.
Okay,
and yes. BBC's Dracula.
Ooh, that was great. I saw that. That was really good.
It is very cool. So, and we also have Hex, season one.
Sweet.
Which only lasted, unfortunately, 2 seasons, but... It was a very, very cool show.
Very cool.
If you missed it.
Hey, it went more than one, which is we were talking about beforehand. That doesn't happen too often these days.
Yeah, exactly. More and more genre stuff is just in and out of theaters, in and out of TV. And it goes onto video where it sells amazingly well.
Yeah.
So you have to wonder what the studio execs are thinking here.
they probably don't want. They figure they're going to make the money off DVD anyway. So why spend the money on printing the negatives and the films and distributing them out? And,
I assume that's it.
Yeah, and they don't know what they have to begin with. So.
Very true. Very true. Which is what's great about things like Horrorfest.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you got Not for the Squeamish Productions coming out. Who else is coming out?
We have the Random Creature Face Films. Production company is coming out. That's the one that did Summer School.
Okay.
Which we discussed this a little before we went on air. It's a low budget production, but the concept and the acting in it is very, very well done. And it's an intriguing thing about someone who's going to summer school, and his side gig is what you guys are doing here.
Okay.
But he's doing it for horror movies. He's reviewing horror movies and saying, this is, and he watches like 20 horror movies in a row.
Oh, okay.
And falls asleep in class, and it's what happens after that.
Cool.
Very cool.
This is not summer school with Mark Harmon.
No.
Very good.
Okay. Not very good. Even.
Whoa, you went there.
Oh, wow.
Bring on the obscurity. Oh, wait, I forgot what show we're doing. Okay.
This is the Wayback Machine. Thanks.
Yes.
In the horror video room, this is where we're starting to get a lot of independent horror. We have Dawn, which is a small budget black and white about a girl, a little girl, who becomes a vampire. And her father is shepherding her around and trying to protect her. And it's actually very, very neat, very spooky.
Okay.
We have Backwoods and Backwoods 2. Moving right along. Actually, I think I'm going to skip the next one. Do you want me to say
you can if you want. We can skip it, though.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll go right past. There's a werewolf in my attic, which is a neat little short.
Okay.
Cool. Title says all you need to know.
Yes. Exactly. We also have The Pit and the Pendulum.
Yes. This looks really interesting.
It's neat. It is very neat. It's a short film. And Mark Luigi is the one who directed it, and it's an animation, a stop motion animation, and he actually did it with Ray Harryhausen.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah,
and for the people who don't know who this gentleman is, he's also worked on Celebrity Deathmatch. So that should give you kind of a frame of reference. But this looks far cooler and far more abstract.
It is very, very neat.
Is it based on the Poe story? Or?
Yeah, it's based on the Poe story.
Awesome.
It's very cool.
Wow. And anything really with the name Harryhausen, just ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Very cool.
We have a lot of trailers coming. We have a trailer for a documentary about George Romero.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, which should be very cool. We have a trailer for a documentary about BloodPit.com, which is another... internet radio show that does about what you do, but
yes, except with, I've listened to a couple other shows.
Yeah, very cool. A couple of good old boys from Kentucky.
Yes, yes.
I'll promote them anytime. They're very cool. Not always PC, but very cool.
Fair enough. It's usually the most entertaining, isn't?
Exactly. Yeah. So we have so many things coming. We have Horror Trailer Park again with Dave McDonald.
Oh, great!
Cool.
So
I'm so glad he's coming back.
Yeah,
he's awesome. You also have quite a few guests coming out as well.
Oh yeah.
Wow. I have to bring it up. I posted the trailer a few episodes ago for Attitude for Destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much everyone involved with that film's coming out, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Like the director of the stars, pretty much just about everybody.
Exactly.
It looks like such a stupid fun time. I can't wait to see this thing.
Very, very cool. We also have, for the geek audience out there, a screening for a film, a horror film, starring, and you may remember this name, Nana Visitor.
Yes.
Who is also going to be at Starfest. That's and we're right. going to try and drag her into Horrorfest for the screening of this.
Oh, that'd be cool.
The name of the movie is Babysitter Wanted.
Okay.
Yeah, which I, you know, just from the title, you got to check it out.
Yeah, any horror movie involving the word babysitter is going to be out there.
And another tie-in for Jonathan Tiersten, JT co-wrote the soundtrack.
Oh, very cool. So, right on.
Should be very cool.
Sweet. And then let me see who
I know. I'm sorry. She's doing a cabaret show.
Yeah, she's also doing a cabaret show.
She's quite hot, just as a side note.
Yeah. You know, I have to agree with that. I have no problem with saying
whatever it takes to get them flocking to Horror Fest this year.
We also have the standard group of writers that we have. We have Mario Acevedo, who wrote The Nymphos of Rocky Flats.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, and he's got a second and a third will be coming out shortly, actually.
Great. So, sweet. Cool.
Very good stuff. Carrie Vaughn, who's now a best-selling author of the Kitty series.
Yes.
Started out with Kitty in the Midnight Hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. And
she's an absolute sweetheart, too.
Oh, yeah, she is. She really is. Absolutely. And she's been with us since the first time that we did the panel room.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, that's awesome when you can get people who are consistently supportive. It's the best thing ever.
She's great. We also have Linda Hilburn, who is a psychotherapist and a psychic counselor, but who also wrote a book that is amusing called Vampire Shrink.
I've heard good things about this
book.
It's
a very cool book, yes.
Yeah. Seriously, people have told me about this book, yeah.
It's an awesome book.
Sweet.
So the standard list of writers that we've had pretty much from the get-go. Linda is new this year, but we've had Mario before, and we've had Carrie, like I said, for the last 4 years, thereabouts.
Very cool.
Good
sweet
group.
I know you'd mentioned the raffle going on for mm-hmm. the charity on Friday night. Do you guys have a list of anything that's going to be, like, what might be going up for auction or anything like that? Or?
Actually, right now, Kathy, who's the horror diva, is carrying the stuff downstairs, and we're going to start sorting through it this afternoon.
Fun. So much stuff to choose from.
We usually have a large variety of different stuff. In the past, we've had stuff from the H.R. Geiger Museum.
Ooh.
Yeah, which was
wow.
very cool. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, so awesome. So if we're not doing interviews Friday night, we know where we're going.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, we have a lot of signed stuff from usually from the Scream Queens.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
Sweet.
I like Scream Queens.
Yeah.
And you know there's a movie title. Is it Slumber Party Massacre 3?
Mm.
Are you guys showing that still?
I don't know whether that's going to be on the schedule yet or not.
Actually. Oh, okay. Okay.
So that's an iffy at the moment. There's some programming that still has yet to be settled. Some stuff that we were going to get that we haven't received yet. So we have to have it, of course, in our hot little hands
before absolutely.
We
yes.
can put it on the schedule. So.
Yes, absolutely. Well, this is looking like a heck of a lot
oh
of fun.
My gosh.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So fun.
Yes, yes. Is there anything else that you need to plug at all or anything? Or is I mean, here's the beautiful thing. I mean, you went from like a horror room
mm-hmm.
to, I mean, it's 3 days of programming, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's a beautiful thing.
Three full days and five separate rooms.
One, wow.
Two, three, four, five, yes.
That's sweet.
Five separate rooms, including a signing room where the authors will be in signing. JT will be in there signing stuff and selling his CDs, and we'll have books in there. Further information, you can go to starland.com.
Yeah, and I'll put a direct link to the Horror Fest page as well.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, click on the Horror Fest panel.
Yes.
For more people, more interesting websites, and if you want any information on some of our guests, Carrie Vaughn has a website on CopyServe, and it's www.carrievaughn.com. Mario Acevedo has his own website, which is www.marioacevedo.com. And Acevedo, for those of you who do not habla español, is A-C-E-V-E-D-O. D-O.
He actually did that for me because I'm writing it down so I can make sure I put it in the show notes.
There you go.
And I appreciate that.
The Not For The Squeamish Productions, if you want to see some stuff on them, has a website, which is www.nftsproductions.com.
And then we're going to also try to talk to as many of these people as we can, too, because this is awesome. This is sweet stuff.
Yeah, this is really, I mean, it's turning into an independent film festival, amazingly enough. Not at all what we had thought, that the way that things were going to progress.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, and we'll, yeah, I don't know. We're talking about possibly doing like live shows, like two or three of them from Starfest, just because we're going to have so much stuff to cover this year, which is a great problem to have.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. So, yeah, hit starland.com. Do not hit starfest.com because it'll take you to a spammer site. So, yes. Yeah, don't go there. I'll have links up in the show notes because we're actually going to have show notes this week now. So, yeah, let's go ahead and move on to what's coming out in theaters this week.
Well, you know, guys, when I think back to my prom night, I remember how nice Stacy looked in her dress, and I remember a slow dancing to Mariah Carey. I really don't remember the knife-wielding maniac who came and killed all my classmates. But hey, if that was like your prom night, then you're going to love the remake of Prom Night, the remake of The Stinker that starred Jamie Lee Curtis back in 1980.
Or it'll send you back to therapy.
That too.
Yes. Well, maybe just seeing the movie in general. Well, sorry.
You know, I don't know. I'm curious about this one just because, as I've said, I hated the original. It can't possibly be any worse, or could it? So I'm curious about the remake of Prom Night.
My Prom Night actually was like that.
Oh,
it explains a lot about where I'm at the moment. So
that's how you get the gig host in Horror Fest.
Right.
All right.
That's right.
Like, look at my prom pictures. And then, let's see, Ellen Page, Dennis Quaid, and Sarah Jessica Parker are among the many smart people in this Sundance hit that's just opening in theaters. And finally, a movie that apparently, it was called The Night Watchman, I guess, that wasn't gangsta enough. So now you've got Keanu Reeves in Street Kings, alongside a number of rapper-turned-actors and Hugh Laurie.
You know, usually we have some kind of witty banter to talk about movies after this. I'm ready to move on to the DVDs.
Yeah, this whole month just blows. It just does. It really does. Until we get to Iron Man on May 2nd, it's just...
Yeah. On the upside, we do have quite a bit of good DVDs coming out this time of year,
yes,
too. It's like if one market's sagging, the other side of it starts to pick up.
You're right.
Oh, speaking of Iron Man, there was an awesome thing on Iron Man in the latest Geek Monthly magazine.
Ooh, okay.
So you might want to check that out.
I will have to.
Why don't I read this? I should have a subscription to Geek Monthly magazine.
I don't mean to plug them, but it's awesome.
No, hey.
Plug away. It sounds great.
We're all for plugging quality. It doesn't matter if they're competition whatever.
That's right.
Or who cares?
It has movie reviews. It has anime. It has toys.
Sweet.
It has comic books. It's very interesting.
Can I find this at any magazine stand?
Yeah, well, I pick it up at King Supers every week. So.
Gosh.
There you go.
I know I'm going after this. All right. Next week on DVD, the award-winning Juno in 1 and 2 disc special edition. My wife's favorite movie from last year, a very strange and disarmingly sweet comedy called Lars and the Real Girl.
Really? That was one of Julia's favorites?
That was Julia's pick for Best Picture last year. This would be the sex doll movie with Ryan Gosling. And until you see it, I know, I didn't want to see it either. I'm like, this sounds really awful. No, it's wonderful. It's like the movie Tim Burton forgot he made. It's really good, really good.
Okay.
You just got to trust me on this one.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Before the Devil Knows You're Dead with Ethan Hawke. Alien vs. Predator Requiem in the unrated and rated edition. Lawrence of Arabia, one of the finest movies ever made in a special collector's edition. Also, the same day, Bridge on the River Kwai special edition.
And you know, if there's two movies that are just of that caliber, the next movie you have to say has to be one of the best movies of all time.
That's right, but unfortunately you can't. Unfortunately, you have to say that the next one has to be Uwe Boll's In the Name of the King, because really you need some balance from all that greatness, all that David Lynch. Even though it's already on DVD, it's coming back, I guess, by popular demand. Sweeney Todd, the Broadway edition starring Angela Lansbury and Lynn Carruth.
Yeah, this was supposed to come out last week. I don't know if it actually came out or if it got delayed at the last minute or what, so it's in there. That could be wrong. If so, sorry.
Well, I get, everybody wants to see it probably after the Johnny Depp movie, and it's definitely worth a look. It's good stuff.
Absolutely.
And finally, for those of you who want to compare just how bad sequels can get, well, you got Mannequin and Mannequin 2 in the Mannequin 2-pack special edition. Truly, you see Mannequin 1 with Andrew McCarthy and Kim Cattrall and the Starship song, you're like, this sucks, but it's kind of charming. Wait till you see Mannequin 2
on the move.
Yes, Mannequin 2 on the move with Christy Swanson, who, even though she's in it, it is still truly, truly one of the worst sequels, if not one of the worst movies of all time.
And if you haven't seen Juno, what's wrong with you?
Juno's a great movie.
It's not the best of the year, but it's well worth checking out.
It is a great movie. It is, yeah.
Yes. One last thing. You were gone last week, and you were out visiting your brother, and I hear you got to sit in on a little bit of a production of a film or something.
We certainly did, yeah. I got to sit in a Marty's movie, Salivate, his vampire epic that my brother wrote, directed, and is making, and it's looking terrific. The production is great. I got to sit in on a special effects sequence, a sequence where a young woman shows her boyfriend just how truly vampiric she is, and her eyes turn to black. And I got to be there when the makeup lady was there to put in the black contact lens, and Marty did the whole switcheroo special effects sequence. And yeah, it's looking really good. Seriously creepy. Some really, really gross special effects, but also some great acting and some real beautiful visual composition. Anyway, you know, when you're allowed to sit in on a movie, you're just like, you know, I hope this is really going to be good. And I was very pleasantly surprised that this is looking like a terrific film. So.
Sweet. Well, you know, if they want to send the trailer our way, we will.
I certainly thought of that. Yes,
more
yes.
than happy to preview it.
Awesome.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yes. Got a few things up on YouTube. I'll email to you. Yes. Great. I guess I'll just about wrap it up.
Oh, do we also want to mention the movie that Marty and I saw when we were in California? Oh, do we want to bring that up? Or
we do, because I'm all about having alternative points of view. And you got to go to the Arclight Theater.
Went to the Arclight Theater in the Dome, yeah.
Is that like the best theater you've ever been to, just about?
Pretty much, just because you go in the Dome and it's literally, it looks like you're in a beehive. It's indescribable. It's this big literal dome that you're in. And it's crystal clear projection with only three trailers, no commercials. And they've got a projection. It's like sitting there just ready for just a little something to go wrong. I mean, it is the best experience
you can possibly have. And you get to buy your seat.
Yes. Yeah, they have assigned seats, which some people don't like. But really, you've got great seats no matter what you sit, because it's the Arclight.
Absolutely.
And we saw Run, Fat Boy, Run.
Which you didn't like quite as much as I did.
No, I would say I honestly didn't like the movie at all. So you and I are very split on this.
Yes,
one.
Yes. Fortunately, it's not like a favorite movie of mine, so I'm like, I can handle that.
Yes, yes. No, you know, and I don't know. I think perhaps your love for Simon Pegg is one of the reasons you
and
love
this
movie.
And I'm fully willing to admit that possibility. Okay. Okay. I'm not going to say it's the case, but it's definitely a possibility.
Okay.
But what did you not like about it?
I thought at 2 hours, it was way too long. I thought it took forever to get to the race. And once it did, I just wasn't that happy with it. To me, it felt like a bad Adam Sandler movie. A lot of wacky, unnecessary, pointless supporting characters who I just didn't find endearing at all. I thought Simon Pegg's character was terribly unlikable for the whole movie. I couldn't understand not only why Tandy Newton would have given us the time of day to begin with, but why she would even let him near her child after how terrible he was to her on her wedding day.
So you didn't even like his interaction with the kid who plays his son or anything?
Nothing, no, I thought he was a typical cheeseball child actor.
Absolutely. This is a romantic comedy with some...
Romantic? How is it romantic? I didn't want them to end up together. I didn't think Hank Azaria was... Hank Azaria is funny, but I didn't think...
He's not necessarily a bad guy until the very end.
Yeah, but that's so typical. It's like, to give an example, like something like Happy Gilmore, which is predictable and goes through the whole formula, but like it did some, it turned all of those formalic elements on its head. And to me, this was just going through the formula of an Adam Sandler movie.
Okay.
And I didn't find Peg's character endearing. I didn't find the movie endearing. I just thought it kept getting worse and worse and worse. I mean,
there's one spot where we agree.
The gross that scene was terrible, but to me, it just kept getting worse and worse. I mean, and then you've got the best friend who doesn't wear pants in random scenes. I didn't find that funny. I want to blame Michael Ian Black for the problems of this movie. I really don't want to blame Simon Pegg.
And the fact is that Michael Ian Black wrote the entire script, and Pegg just tweaked it here and there.
Okay, well, I wish Pegg had kept on. I wish he were tweaking it right now as we speak, because this could have been great, but I honestly think it's one of the year's worst.
Wow, you're just like all kinds of honest today, aren't you? Dang.
took my truth serum this morning.
Yeah, no kidding.
But it does have Tandy Newton.
It does have Tandy Newton, but you know, it's so did Norbit, you know, and this is another situation where she's one of my favorite actors. I think she's amazingly beautiful, but I thought she was seriously misused in this movie. I can't believe that she would give this idiot the time of day. And even at the end where she would like consider him, I mean, even though Hank Azaria was a jerk, at least he wasn't Simon Pegg's character.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, so wow. I still enjoyed it. I still think it's worth checking out.
You loved it. I didn't love it.
And
we're
cool.
Split on this.
Well, you know, usually we aren't this diametrically opposed.
It's true.
On a movie. So, you know, this one, in case you think, oh, you guys are just getting together and saying the same thing. No,
not at all. Not today.
We have our own opinions by a long shot. If you care to shoot us an email, you can hit us over at podcast or Dave or Barry or Josh or Ethan at screengeeks.com. I think we're coming back next week. We're bringing back the Film Snob just for you, Vicar, because I know that you miss it and such. Mark, thank you so much for coming down, sir.
You're welcome.
And starland.com. We're going to have a whole bunch of links to everyone who's coming out and for the Diana Price Cancer Foundation as well.
Diana Price Fish.
Yes, Price Fish. Sorry. Yes. Oh, okay.
That's okay. Okay, well, there's also, I mean, if you have any questions, if you want to get in contact with me, I do have a MySpace page.
Okay.
So it's obviously www.myspace.com. If anybody doesn't know that, where have you been for the last 10 years?
Yeah.
/ Now, this is a little tricky. It's MARCSYLVIR. Mark Silver. Spelled in French and Old English, actually.
Nice, nice.
Sweet, cool. And we'll have a link up to there, too. We're going to have so many stinking links this week. It's beautiful content for people to check out everywhere.
And one quick correction. It's
absolutely.
Deadpit is the
Deadpit.com. Deadpit.com, okay.
What I was referring to earlier.
It is all good. Thank you so much for driving down all the way from Denver, because I know it's not a short drive, exactly.
No problem.
Yes.
And we'll be seeing you up there. I'm sure we'll be talking to you as well. So I guess we'll just catch you next week. Until next week, this is Dave.
This is Barry.
Take it easy.